Shanti. Baba said in the Murli today that the fire cannot burn the soul and the water cannot drown the soul. And so let us experience this eternity, immortality of the soul. I, the soul, have always lived and will always live on. I, the soul, come into this existence for a few moments in time, and my real home is the supreme abode. Baba said that our silence should become refined, our stage should become refined. So right now let us experience a very refined silence. A very sweet silence. And I'd like us to visualize that as I slowly fly up and away from the pull of this world, then I'm really shedding all traces of body consciousness. I'd like you to imagine that your body is like a puppet that you have taken on, and bit by bit, as you are flying up and away, you are shedding the puppet, and only the puppeteer is going up towards the Supreme Light. I am a pure divine being. And as I come closer to the subtle regions, I begin to put on the costume of light. So it's this transition of letting go of the heavy and becoming light. And here in this world, in this subtle world, everything seems easy. Nothing is difficult. I can hear the cries of the devotees. Each one wanting something, love or peace or hope or courage, kindness. And so as a child of God, it's my duty to bestow upon others. I take the hand of Brahma Baba. I stand side by side to him. And we send out light together to the world. This way, Baba's teaching me how to have a big heart, big arms to embrace everyone and everything. And like the father, to become a parent of the world, a world carer, a world nurturer. So on this day, the day of love, the day of blessings, let me adopt something of Brahma Baba, and really make that a part of my personality. Only then can I really celebrate the 18th in Avyat consciousness, in Baba's remembrance. Om Shanti.